Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, MVP Parent Magazine, Right Fit, Sports and Wellness, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, and Vestibular Training Products. We've got a great doubleheader today. Sean Stewart, he's the founder, CEO, Motor City Communications. He's a radio host, play-by-play guy. I've been on his show as a guest probably every other month for, I don't know, 5-6 years. Sports Doctor stops in on him, Sports for America. And then we've got Dr. Greg Hammer. He is a pediatric intensive care MD, Stanford University professor. He's the best-selling author of Gain Without Pain, paying big attention to the challenge of burnout. How reality is that? And the sports doctor's in. First, let me welcome Sean Stewart, longtime radio host. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me on your show, Mr. Dr. Bob.
It's great to have you. Give us some background, Sean, on you and your sports communicating and all your different shows. Give us some background.
Okay, I would like to introduce myself to the world. My name is Sean Stewart. I am from Detroit, Michigan, and I have been running Sports for America since last year. Originally, it was Sport for Fans, so kind of say like for 6 years. So since I renamed the Sports for America, it's been since last year because somebody took my old domain because I was going to bring my site back. That was Sports for Fans. Now, for Motor City Communications, it is a printing service and a media production company. So I have been involved in media for like almost 14 years since high school. So it's been a blast, been doing that, and I get to meet new people each and every day. And I also do my sports podcast, which is called the Sean Stewart Sports Podcast, which is Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's pre-recorded. You can find that on the website at sportsforamerica.com. I'll tell you about that later as well.
Yeah, you know, Sean, it's been interesting, the history you and I have. How many years is it that I first appeared with a Sports Doctor segment on your show?
By the time it's November, it will be 7 years.
Wow. I really am amazed by that. I would guest on Sean's show, and he would ask, and we would talk about all the different injury concerns, injury problems, young or old, whatever the sport was, a lot of times at the spur of the moment. And I think that was Sean was always interested in including some sports medicine education. You know, and I've always commended you for that, Sean, that you would
mix
that in besides all the excitement of a fan. And were you an athlete yourself? Did you play sports?
No, I did not. I was the type of person to watch sports on TV and then check to see, like, about their stats and all that other stuff. I wish I did play athletics, but I didn't. So it was kind of more of like play with my friends type.
And the when you've done play-by-play, and what type of play-by-play do you do? Do you high school, college? What's that all about?
As of right now, I have been doing play-by-play for football, but it's a hiatus due to the coronavirus pandemic. But I mostly do like the basketball. And I have done baseball before, but I didn't have a hot spot. So I'm looking for a hot spot so that way, by the time I broadcast live, it will feel like I'm in the game.
You know, Sean, we've talked about it. In fact, we talked about it the last time I think I was on your show. All of sports, whether it's the professional level, whether it's youth level, whether it's college, high school, or in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic nightmare, and the ability for schedules and canceling things and all of these different challenges, you know, that we've had has really been amazing. And of course, with the idea of, you know, doing play-by-play for sports, you know, the at some of those different levels, everything's been so dramatically interrupted, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And I never thought, like, when this coronavirus hit, I would never thought, like, we would be in this position, because this is, like, the first time we've ever seen anything like that. And if you notice, like, since the league started, some teams will have some fans and some teams will not have any fans. So you also got to put that play in part, because you never know somebody have the coronavirus, because you can have it without even showing symptoms.
That's the nightmare that's been so different to almost any other virus we've ever faced, is the fact that maybe 40% of the individuals who can spread it don't have symptoms. So they don't know. It's why the famous neurosurgeon with CNN, Sanjay Gupta, said 6 months ago, he was saying everybody has to act almost as if you have the virus, because you just don't know. And it's turned our world upside down with the mental problems. Sean, I can't tell you how many psychologists and sports medicine psychologists we've talked on the show about some of these athletes. At, again, all different levels, they're not playing, the pressure's on, trying to stay in shape, and their coaches. And, you know, as we speak today, whatever it was, you know, the NFL, all of a sudden, we thought maybe they were, you know, off the hook here, and they've got problems maybe. You know, who did it right was the NBA with the bubble.
Yes, they did.
They really, really did. And it was amazing, Sean, because the challenge at the beginning of the bubble was one of the hottest spots in the country for the virus was Florida. And it seemed almost insanity that that's where the bubble was going to be. But the ability to sequester everybody away and be so on top of everything, here we are with the NBA Finals getting ready to start. And they have not been interrupted. And, you know, with this chaos with college football, you know, unfortunately, when there's millions and billions of dollars at stake, then sometimes it seems we're cutting corners here. And I hope we're not putting some of these young student athletes at risk when we're talking about coming back to play, when there's so much uncertainty. You know, the virus is as aggressive as it's been, and this is some time to try to start something, and we're going to have to see how that works out. We already, Sean, good topic for your show when I come back, there has been a nightmare of injuries in the NFL, and one of the things we've talked about for a long time was this risk of coming all of a sudden, trying to come back and get ready for an incredibly physical sport like football, and running into an insane amount of injuries. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to radio shows, you can go back 10 years. An endless array of topics, experts internationally, nationally, locally, in all topics, and you can listen to whatever you'd like. Before that, we got to pull reels to reels out of the drawers, you know, for you to listen. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read a lot of the articles I've been involved with, many of my guests have been involved with Lower Extremity Review, one of our sponsors, the great LER magazine, and MVP, Parent Magazine. And I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. We have a lot of exciting followers, over 31,000, and we have a lot of great information at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with, from Detroit, Michigan, Sean Stewart, and he does his own broadcast. He's got podcasts all in the middle of the sports world. And like I've mentioned from the beginning, next month is 7 years that every month, something like that, I was a guest on Sean's show, and we would talk about whatever the injury was at the time. And you know something, Sean? There never was a shortage of those kinds of problems to talk about, was there?
No, there was not.
That alone's amazing.
Exactly. And I always, like, every time when I have you on my show, I always learn new stuff that I never even heard of before. And then you told me about, like, the difference between a player that's not playing for the playoff and the player that's trying to get into the playoff hunt. So I've been, like, really blown by your, in a good way, as like, wow, this guy's like, something tells me stuff that I never even heard of before.
Well, again, when you're in the world you're in and you're speaking to kids, you're speaking to maybe sometimes very serious young athletes, their parents, their coaches, then you want to be able to include some good sports medicine, some good nutrition information. You know how we talk about all the time on The Sports Doctor for decades, and we've included in your shows what I call the mental game. With this, you know, that whole challenge of all aspects of whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're trying to come back from an injury, whether you're the parents of a very serious young athlete, and the challenges of youth sports is a very, very big deal. So, again, I commend you for including those things so that you could be of more benefit when you're talking about all these topics. Because what ages, again, might you do? How on your Playboy play, do you do high school?
I do high school. I have not do semi-pro.
How about college?
I have not done college, but I'm willing to do college. It would be a blast if I did do college.
Yeah, you ought to also, again, the youth sports is a $20 billion a year industry. You know, as you watch the Little League World Series for 2 weeks on television, what a big deal it is. And the sometimes it's way out of line, the challenges. You know, we're all familiar with the ranting, raving parents and or even the worst coaches many times, which is one of the big reasons, like I mentioned on your show, Sean, that I co-authored the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was because of the epidemic, in capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries, both physical and mental. Just too much, too many games, too aggressive schedules, overdoing it. And this is a very, very big problem. So getting that information out, and again, high school sports, you know, Friday Night Lights, it's such a big part of America. And I think this is why it's been such a nightmare for all of these schools to have been left out over this past 6 months. And again, but the jury's out, Sean, how fast any of these schools can get back to this new normal. It's really iffy.
Yes, it is. And we don't even know when we're going to be back to normal. Probably be like next year, I want to say.
I think you're right. I think that's the reality. And, you know, I guess if it was easier if we said, you know, it's sports and youth sports, let's take a year off and work on what we have to work on. And not try to keep compromising because it's just every other week somebody else is positive and this whole situation. So again, it's a tremendous challenge in that regard. Tell us a little bit in the next few minutes about your podcast.
Can you repeat that question again?
Tell us a little bit. First of all, Sean, give me the website people could find out about you and your shows.
Okay. So you can go online at sportsforamerica.com. That is the number 4 and then America. And during this football season, I am doing an NFL pregame show, which is called NFL for Sunday, which airs from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so I'm willing to answer some questions. If you have a football-related question or you have any questions about fantasy football or any football-related question you want to answer, and then ask, and then I'll answer that question as well. And you can also follow me on social media. That is Sports for Stewart. That is Sports, the number 4, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can also follow me on LinkedIn as well.
Yeah, you're all over the place. Yeah, well, ask, you know, talking about pro football, a tremendous change here in Chicago. You know, Nick Foles taking over for Trubisky, that whole story. And you know me, I'm a Louisville guy, and Lamar Watson,
cool.
We're talking about one of the greatest. But he got his head handed to him a little bit with Patrick Mahomes, man, on Monday night. I'm sorry, Lamar Jackson. What am I talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, thank you, Lamar Jackson.
So the conversations, it seems, in and around that the juggernaut of professional football never seems to end. And so far, again, there's a glitch like we talked about this last couple of games regarding whether they got a problem having to possibly postpone. But what do you think, Sean, watching a game, whatever the sport is, without fans is a freak show, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's very different because we're used to seeing fans when you're watching on TV. And then you have certain, like baseball, they have artificial fans. Or like if you watch the NBA, they have a Zoom where people like they pretend like they're actually, well, they're fans, but like they're kind of like Skype. It's called Zoom. So it's kind of different.
Or the postcards, you know. But the,
sound effects
are great. The sound
effects
are great. And so you really have to hand it to them. You know, again, the whole football game, 90% of it could be on the field. They never show the stands. It's very difficult to do that with baseball. Wow, the time flew. Sean, quickly, give me the website again before we go, and then you can hold on.
Okay, so you can follow the website is Sports for America. That is Sports, the number 4, America. You can find out, like, the latest news of what's happening in sports. And I've said it again, you can I do a pregame show called NFL for Sunday, which is every Sunday during the football season from noon
all
to
right,
1 p.m.
Sean Stewart, CEO, Motor City Communications. Again, Sports for America, his podcast and shows. Hold on, Sean. Thanks so much for being with me. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Talk. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Dr. Greg Hammer to the show. He's a pediatric intensive care specialist. He's a Stanford University professor. He's the best-selling author of Gain Without Pain. Dr. Hammer, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Great to be with you.
Give us a little bit of background on yourself leading to why such an important topic like dealing with burnout that you would be paying big attention to. Give us some background.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. I have been a longtime wellness enthusiast, both in terms of nutrition, physical fitness, as well as spiritual health. I'm a longtime meditator and kind of a seeker of the truth. And about 10 years ago, I sort of had an epiphany that there's nothing for which to look. It's already right there. And so I shortly thereafter started teaching meditation to my trainees. I got very involved in our wellness program for physicians at Stanford several years ago. And then I started to be invited to give talks on physician wellness in the context of burnout, which is so prevalent in medicine. And then I had some sabbatical time, and I just thought, you know, the message is resonating with people in the audience and others that I'm teaching, and why not write a book and try to get the message out? And so that really was the genesis of the Gain Without Pain book. There's one already on Amazon, and then a second one is on the way.
Well, it's interesting. You know, you talk about Gain Without Pain. You're talking about G for gratitude, A for awareness, I for intention, and non-judgment. We've been talking about stuff like this for 25 years on the Sports Doctor. Welcome. You know.
A lot of times we talk about burnout
in youth sports. We talk about burnout, now again, in this day and age with what we're dealing with, first responders, physicians, you know, high-stress area, pediatric intensive care is, you know, wow, I commend you for that. So the challenge of burnout, although it seems, oh, of course, it seems so apparent, I guess is something, no wonder it was so well-received.
Well, absolutely. I mean, burnout is not a simple problem to solve, but I think first we have to understand what its drivers are, and I think they're really the same in any walk of life. The first one might be, this is related to one's profession and career, the first one might be the culture in that area. So, in other words, our leaders, our bosses, our managers, our CEOs and others, really need to recognize that wellness is a key element in order to get the most efficiency, the most good, high-quality work product out of our workers and staff. And so the culture that is established largely by leadership is so important. And, for example, it needs to be perfectly acceptable to get psychological help. It needs to be a key value in the workplace to respect each other and treat each other without bias or, you know, otherwise unkindness. And the second driver, I think, is really related to the efficiency in the workplace. So no matter how resilient we are, if we have to be at work for an extra hour every day because of inefficiencies in the workplace, we're not going to be very happy. And that's just one element. In medicine, we have the electronic medical record, which is really a hurdle for many of us, keeps us glued to the computer after work, and we often take our charts home. And then the third element is personal resilience, and that's what I'm really interested in, and that's the reason that I wrote this book.
You know, it's interesting, personal resilience. Again, whether we're talking about the best athlete in the world, whether we're talking about their coach, whether we're talking about the parents, same words. You know, when you're really talking about the awareness, the necessity of all aspects of wellness. We talk a lot on the Sports Doctor, Dr. Hammer, about the mental game and that whole attitude, you know, whether somebody's trying to stick with their exercise plan, why can't I lose the weight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, these other kinds of challenges And the word resilience is such a big one. Again, whether it's the, you know, right in our face with the first responders and this whole challenge of the virus phenomenon, I think has really, you know, magnified so many different times when we're talking again about health professionals and the, you know, just overuse. So, like you said, you had your epiphany, and you whether you were looking at nutrition, whether you were looking at the mental game, whether you were looking at how important it is to stay physical and exercise and keep moving, and there's a real ripe area for this education in the world of the doctors, don't you think?
Absolutely. Well, you know, burnout is really related to stress. It's a stress-induced fatigue that can be physical and mental. And resilience is really how well we can deal with that stress. So it's okay to be stressed, but we need to be able to bring down the elevated adrenaline levels in our blood that result from acute stress and bring down the cortisol level in our blood. And it's how really we react to that stress. So again, you know, we can't help but experience stress. Our wellness is really dependent on how well we bring that stress back to the center. And that is a very mental game, as you put it. And it is really true that we have a negativity bias. And so we tend to remember the negative things and forget about the positive things. And the second important principle beside that negativity bias, I think, that is so important about the way we think is that we tend to get stuck in thoughts of the past and future. And while those thoughts can be adaptive, for example, planning for the future, looking forward to happy times with one's family and loved ones in the future, it's often maladaptive, and so we get stuck in the future and become fearful and anxious. We need to be able to recognize when our minds are exercising this negativity bias and when we're having maladaptive thoughts about the future and the past and bring it back to the present. And that's why these principles are so universal, as you recognize. They're really applicable to the athlete, the coach, people in all walks of life.
The parents, you know, the word mindfulness, 20 years ago, no one knew how to spell it, let alone probably what it meant. You know, this whole challenge of can you be here and now, can you be in the present, and how important it is to understand that. And I think one of the first things you mentioned also, I think, is so important, the importance of accepting mental health, the importance of understanding the stigma, as you mentioned. It's not as bad as it used to be, but boy, it's always been a hurdle, you know, where an individual would feel, you know, what are you going to be, that's why it's so commendable what the Olympic Michael Phelps, what he's been doing with his different advertisements talking about the acceptance of mental health. Yeah. And how therapy could be helpful. And gosh, you say a super champion like that, holy cow. But that's still a big educational challenge, isn't it, many times, the idea that, you know, this should be much more acceptable. Help, getting
Absolutely.
Help if you need it.
Yeah, I mean, I commend Michael Phelps. I think, you know, it takes some courage to come forward and basically admit that you've had mental health issues and suggesting that this, yeah.
What's your...
Absolutely.
What's the best website to find out about you and your book?
My website, Dr. Bob, is greghammermd.com, GREGHAMMERMD.com, all lowercase, no punctuation other than the period before com. So there's a lot of media there. There's daily editions, and then there's a link to the Amazon website where the book is for sale.
You know, it's interesting. Again, as a pediatric specialist, as a pediatric anesthesiologist, you know, you're dealing with families right from the get-go consistently. And I think, again, that's got to be something that really is tests your psychology skills and your capability with empathy and all of these other things when you're dealing with parents with young children, wouldn't you think?
Well, you know, everybody has their own area of interest where they feel connected. And for me, it's about really, as you suggested, it's about connecting with other people. And that's where we get this eudaimonic happiness, is providing service to our brothers and sisters. And for me, the families and patients, those in the intensive care unit, those with congenital abnormalities, et cetera, those who are critically ill. So for me, that's just a passion. And so I leave work most of the time just feeling great about how the day went, and I just focus on those positive things that occur. And by that, by virtue of doing that, that is thinking of the three good things that happen during the day when I'm leaving work, I actually am able to maintain my equilibrium and be more present, resilient, and happy. And so it's great work. I love it. It's not for everybody, but for me, it's a gift.
Yes, and you know, plus the fact, you know, some of these important words that you include in your gain, you know, the idea of gratitude, non-judgment, I is such a big deal. Many times when we're trying to deal, again, with mental wellness, with physical wellness, with trying to stay positive, you know, the word intention you also really, really include. And the ability, what's interesting is, you know, you mentioned you're a meditator. I've always enjoyed that. The ability to pay attention to the mental side of things. Again, you mentioned that gigantic word stress and things that we could do to try to understand, number one, that it's normal. It could be overpowering. Again, we are in a time now, I don't care who you are or where you are affected by what we're all living through right now. It's really an incredible challenge. We need all the mental skills we could get, Dr. Greg.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm sure you're very familiar with Jon Kabat-Zinn's definition of mindfulness, which is really being present on purpose, non-judgmentally. So the idea is to have the wherewithal to recognize that your thought process is now
keep
adaptive
that in mind.
When it is.
Keep that in
and
mind,
bring it
Dr.
back to
Greg.
The center and do so with intention and non-judgment.
Yeah, keep that in mind. I want to talk more about that. Everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and we're talking with author of the book Gain Without Pain, pediatric intensive care physician, Dr. Greg Hammer, and we were talking again about his tremendous attention to the whole wellness side of helping his colleagues as well as other individuals deal with the awareness of burnout and its possibilities. You know, years and years ago, Dr. Greg, some of the great tennis players, Tracy Austin and some others who had trained with us, who might have been number one in the world at 16, 17 years old, and they've had this label thrown on them, burnout, because it was just too much and too much pressure and too much craziness to win and all of these kinds of challenges. So in the medical profession and your attention to, hey, slow down, pay attention, smell the roses, how's that accepted by the fast-paced professional and medical world?
That's a great question, Bob. Actually, you know,
good
I
luck
think there's
to you.
A lot more attention.
Right.
Pardon me?
I said good luck to you. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot more attention being paid to wellness now. I think the hospital administrators have caught on, probably in the last 10 years, to the fact that when physicians and others are burnt out, they are fatigued mentally, physically. They make more medical errors, whether it's drug prescriptions or surgical maneuvers, and these end up being very costly in terms of monetary consideration, but more importantly, with regard to patient outcomes and value in medicine. And so there is more attention being paid to this right now in medicine. It's a gradual shift, but I think that the principles of wellness, as in the book, gratitude, acceptance, intention, and non-judgment, are universal, and I do think they are being increasingly embraced, particularly as we talked about the drivers of burnout. Those three domains of drivers also point to the solutions, which are really shifting the culture, making our practice and work life more efficient, and then having the resources to promote personal resilience. So I think there's a shift going on, and I'm very, very happy about it.
Yes, I agree. You know, I remember 25 years ago, give or take a few weeks, arguing with some of the hospitals to open a fitness center. And it was this really challenging, you know, the doctors, there's no money in fitness and exercise. Boy, the world has really, really changed. And that goes right along with what you're saying, which is this tremendous new attention, very positive attention of wellness, both physical and mental. You know, it's very difficult to be mentally upset if you're exercising, you know. It really is.
Yes.
If you're exercising, it's just one of the greatest stress reducers. And again, there are many, many, many now great fitness centers that are attached to all sorts of different companies. And you'd think with all this attention, Dr. Hammer, because I've been talking about obesity and childhood obesity for 25 years, give or take a few weeks, we're still treading water. We're still in trouble with our general population and our children population with obesity, and it's just mind-bending with all the new awareness, don't you think?
Absolutely. I am happy to report that, at least in California, there's a lot more attention being paid to what we feed our kids in school, you know, the idea of having these vending machines with candy bars and so on and sugary drinks. So at least it's getting the press that it wasn't getting a couple of decades ago, as you suggested. So I do think there's hope going forward.
I agree. I think there's much more attention being paid as we start to see, even if you're a dollar and cent person, a obese child growing up obese is 10 times more expensive with the problems with the diabetes and blood pressure and all of these other concerns. And again, last week I had a specialist on. We were talking about the connection, Dr. Hammer, between obesity and the virus, how it's a gigantic health risk factor.
Absolutely.
And the idea of, you know, our immune system, the importance of wellness and trying to include this. But your well-rounded approach, I think, is a great example when you're talking about, again, the mixture of these key words of yours. You could talk for hours about each word and how important it would be to try to pay attention to the wellness side, you know, because burnout, I guess it's a much bigger problem than a lot of us have realized, because, you know, people probably are very reluctant to admit it, probably.
Well, you know, you talk about stress, and stress is really the driver of burnout. And as we discussed, acute stress is okay. You know, if somebody slams the door behind you or a child falls in the swimming pool, it's adaptive to have a surge in adrenaline and cortisol as long as you're able to bring those back down to baseline when appropriate. When you have chronic stress, you have burnout. And in addition, you know, as you suggested, it's well known that chronic stress and that elevated adrenaline or epinephrine in our blood, the elevated cortisol, has serious adverse effects on our
Brutal.
Heart and circulation. It has adverse effects on our immune response, and it actually also induces aging-like changes in our chromosomes. So this has all been well documented, and undoubtedly chronic stress also leads to poor eating habits, poor sleep, and then we're exhausted, and then we pick up something that's going to give us a quick boost that's very sugary, for example, or fatty comfort foods. So these are all interrelated, and I think we need to kind of intervene and break that cycle. And, you know, the encouraging thing, Bob, is that this is happening. I do believe that there is a shift in our culture, and, you know, 10, 15 years from now, we're going to see a lot less obesity and more emphasis on wellness in all of its meanings and manifestations.
Less emphasis on one of my pet peeves on the Sports Doctor is the insidious, consistent advertising of prescription drugs on television. We're only one of two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other, that even allows this constant barrage. And if it's not prescription or drugs, it's diet stuff. So again, when you talk about, you hit that, one of your first words was the culture, you know? And here we is in this particular culture. One of the chapters of my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is youth sports and drugs. Again, where you've got all of this pressure to play and living on, let alone the pain pill nightmare, you know, that our country is in. And so we talk a lot of holistic medicine, complementary medicine on the Sports Doctor, which lands right in the lap of what you're talking about, really, in this world of all these things that could lead to burnout and what we could do to pay much more positive attention.
I fully agree. And, you know, bless you for really rolling the ball forward. You know, it's a long-term project, and it's people like you that are getting the word out there, and I think the rest of us should be grateful for that.
Flattery will get you everywhere. Dr. Greg, give me the website again, people could find out about you in the book.
GregHammerMD.com, GregHammerMD.com.
Fantastic. I wish you the best. We'll have to get you back. It's a big topic. Hold on, Greg. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doc. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You go to radio shows, you can go back many, many years, lots of topics, listen to whatever you would like. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read an array of articles on so many different topics. A lot of what I've been involved with the Lower Extremity Review Magazine, MVP Parent Magazine. One of my most popular articles is Women in High Heels.
accepting the challenge. And join us on Twitter. We get a lot of action. I have over 30,000 followers. I get a lot of guests from Twitter, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, same LinkedIn, SportsDoctor Radio. This is the Sports Doctors In segment. We answer a few emails, DRR Wild, SportsDoctor at Yahoo.com. And we preview a couple of upcoming shows. Next week, we're going to be talking about the world of concussions. You got Kim Archie. She's one of the leading advocates in the world of concussion awareness. And also the world of cheerleading and concussion awareness. And Hillary Loftus. Hillary is the education director of Helping Our Veterans. And her world of hyperbaric oxygen as a effective, exciting treatment post-concussion. The following week, Lou Vickery. Lou is an ex-New York Yankee, St. Louis Cardinal. Gosh, his pitching coach was Whitey Ford. He had a long-running show, Lou in the Morning. And I was a guest with him probably once a month for about 3 years. And Lou's doing TV show. He's written numerous books. And if I can remember, he'll give me his latest. Then Noah Perlis. Noah's a business guy, an arts guy, but he's a competitive running sprinting athlete, I think in his early 70s. So we're going to catch some of his keys when he joins us in a couple of weeks. A few emails. Sam says, are bunions inherited? My mom and sister, you know, Sam, probably 75% of the time, foot type is inherited. And the foot type that develops, the so-called bunion or dislocation, development of that bump of the big toe, on the inside of the big toe, is a gradual phenomenon that has to do with the foot mechanics. And in my surgical career years ago, we had a couple of dozen families, grandma in her 60s, her daughter in her late 40s, 50s, her daughter in her late 20s, all with bunion surgery. You started paying much more attention to that relationship. So you want to pay attention to that possibility if you have a member of the family, mom, grandma, has that foot type, and there are children and grandchildren, you want to pay attention. Ann says, my 14-year-old daughter's a figure skater. Her arches are always a problem. We tried various over-the-counter supports. You got to look, Ann, at Custom Orthotics. Custom Orthotics, it's been something I've been doing for almost four decades. Again, everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows my poster guy, Evan Lysacek, here in Illinois. He was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his figure skates. And 12 years later, he was the Olympic gold medalist, 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. And when done properly, it's one of the best weapons to control abnormal motion that can contribute to arch problems, the plantar fascia. You absolutely also have to be paying attention to proper boot fit and proper boot selection. So you want to check that out. We might very well see that orthotics could really, really help, especially when it's combined with some strengthening and possible physical therapy. Kate, I'm a 45-year-old jogger. I like to run maybe 25 miles a week. I have a comfortable pair of shoes that I was fitted for. I was diagnosed with runner's knee on and off over the past few years with orthotics help. You know, Kate's one of the most common uses of orthotics, especially in jogging and running, is for knee trouble. That excessive torque, especially in women, where we have wider hips, more of an angle called a Q angle down to the knee, and therefore, if we've got pronated feet or foot imbalances, we could be abnormally excessively twisting, pulling on that knee. So you really want to take a good look at that. Again, Custom Orthotics can replace the insole in your running shoes. I think you mentioned, and I forgot to mention that you have motion-controlled shoes. That's not an orthotic. You can try initially something over the counter if you fit for it, but I would see podiatry and I would get real attention, because the good news is strengthening, sometimes physical therapy, and orthotics, highly successful for runner's knee. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, book I co-authored with Volleyball Hall of Famer Sharky Zartman, still available on Amazon. Sharky just published her new book, Win at Aging, and I've got a quote on the front cover. Again, the world of youth sports is a very, very big deal. There's such challenging times today. Who's playing, who isn't, what schools are participating, what aren't. And again, my online course, Hey Sports Parents, The Sports Doctor's In, www.thesportsdoctor.online, where I act as a quarterback. I have over 20 experts who take part on my team that I can refer to or I can reference when the question from parents might be involving nutrition, or what about some type of physical training question, or mental training question, or coaching questions, or parenting questions. So the Sports Doctor's In, again, calling on, as a matter of fact, all 20 experts have been radio guests of mine. This tremendous array of expertise that we have routinely on The Sports Doctor, live from Chicago with my friends at BBS Radio. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.